I was 13.
13?
Yep.
Whoa. Brody.
Two girls at once.
Yeah,
Brody, being
no
real.
Way.
18601 Hatteras, Tarzana, California. Girl by the name of Sherry and Carrie. They took advantage of me. Why would I lie?
Comedic effect?
No. True.
Really?
I remember it.
Who were they?
One was a Jewish girl and one was like a bad girl.
Carrie was the bad girl.
Carrie was the one?
Carrie was the bad girl.
No, sure. Sherry was the bad one. She was tough. She would like punch trees. Feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, a very special Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. On today's episode, we're doing a live. I'm giving another try to the live episode. I know a lot of podcasts do this. I don't. Because I always thought, you know, if you listen to my podcast, it gets pretty, not deep, but it gets in depth sometimes, you know? And I always thought that having – well, one thing, people ask me why I don't have cameras on, because I think like the presence of cameras would make people less likely to open up. And definitely the presence of a crowd would make people less likely to open up. Also, the reason I don't have cameras, too much work. It's going to be 5% extra viewers. Too much work for that. But, you know, then there's some episodes like me and Tom Segura did with Going Blind, where we just talked about masturbation. Just funny. And that probably would have worked well in front of a live audience. You know, the stuff with like Vanessa Raglan, Womb of Doom, that episode where she lost her baby, that's not going to work well. That's just not going to work well in front of a live audience. When you're making jokes, it just ain't going to do it. But, you know, the funnier ones, and in certain podcasts like Doug Benson's Benson Interruption or the Douglas Movies, those are great as podcasts. I mean, those were great because they're silly. They're silly to begin with. So I figured they were pushing me at Montreal to do one of these. And so I figured, why not do one and I'll keep a topic light. Maybe we can do it that way. I'm just guessing at this stuff. Let me know if you have any suggestions. Contact at arishaffir.com. Write to me or on Twitter or on my Facebook fan page. And I'll read them all. I don't really know. I'm guessing. So hopefully you guys like it. It's only an hour because that's all the time they had. Another reason not to do it in a studio. Got to limit it to an hour. I would have probably gone, well, I don't know how much longer I would have gone. So it was all about virginity. We just told virginity stories. John Heffron, winner of Last Comic Standing, season two, maybe? Two or three. I think two. Al Madrigal, who's hilarious and one of the founders of All Things Comedy, which this podcast is on. Kurt Metzger, who just released his special, one of the best specials in 10 years, White Precious. You guys should all get it online. Torrent it. If you can't find it, then buy it for $5. The one that I was on the Comedy Central is fucking 44 minutes, and the online version is 72. So you're getting an extra 30 minutes of footage. And then who was left? And the one and only Brody Stevens from Due Date. Not Bachelor Party. What's that movie he was in? Was Zach Galifianakis? The Hangover 2 and The Hangover 1. So we just talked about virginity. The Just for Last Comedy Festival, by the way, was glorious. This is the first time we did my storyteller show since it was picked up for a series by Comedy Central. And since it's actually been put on the web, too. So the shows were packed. They were great. They were great. Mike Lawrence was great. Tom Papa was amazing. Will Anderson was great from Australia. Metzger. It's just Mark Maron was fucking tremendous. Will Weldon was amazing. A new guy I haven't really heard of before. He was amazing. I saw a bunch of good comedy. I got to see Don Rickles. Man, I worked a lot this time at Just for Laughs. I worked a lot. I did 26 spots, 26 different shows, including this one. I did The Green Room with Paul Provenza with Andy Kindler. That was a fucking really fun one. Andy Kindler, we have good talks on podcasts. First of all, he makes me laugh more than almost anybody on podcast. When I do a podcast with somebody, a live podcast, Andy Kindler makes me laugh. I mean, just the goofiness he has just makes me laugh more than anybody. We got into a nice discussion. The same thing we got into with Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast from Moon Tower a few years ago. But 26 different spots. I was working nonstop. Really fun. I got to see Don Rickles. That was great. Never saw him before. That was great. He sat down. He couldn't stand up. He's pretty old. He's 88, I think. But, he's still putting out those insults left and right. Some of them were dated, you know, calling black people slaves all the time. And Leroy just didn't quite have the feel of, like, today. But a lot of it, you know, the fat jokes, the fucking dressing terrible jokes, those are all fucking dead on. He was great. Did like 45 minutes. It was a real Vegas-style act. It was great to see. I also saw Jimmy Carr do an hour and a half of fucking one-liners. Hour and a half of fucking biting one-liners. And then in the middle, ripping hecklers. Just crushing hecklers. With great, great lines. And full circle shit, too. And that's really all the comedy I got to see. I mean, I did Dave Attell's Comedy Underground show at Cleopatra, where my storyteller show was. This is not happening. And then got to be on stage with Ralphie May and Bill Burr and Dave Attell at the same time. Dude, I mean, for a comedian, shit like that's a dream come true, you guys. These are all guys that were legit before I started. So, I mean, I look up to them. But doing a podcast with Kindler, being on stage, just riffing with Burr and Attell and Ralphie, I mean, man. It's just these festivals. I mean, some people don't do it because the money's not good, but to me, it's about the love of the game, you guys, and they're fucking tremendous for that. I got to hang out in the green room. Anyway, they were great. It was a great festival. I had a great time. Had poutine 7 times. Did not make the over-under of 8.5 that I thought it would be. 7 times. La Banquise twice. And got to see a bunch of old friends. It was great. It was really tremendous. Canada in the summertime is awesome. All right, so let's start the episode. I have a couple dates coming up. August 21st in Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York. August 21st. I'm doing my hour. A full hour at the Bell House. $15 tickets, $20 at the door. So get them in advance, and it's only $15. And also then I won't be so worried. Just fucking please get them in advance. August 21st. I think it's a Thursday. I'm doing my hour. It's the only time I'm doing my hour in New York. And then I'll be doing it, hopefully, in L.A. to record. We got the final dates for This Is Not Happening for the television tapings. It's going to be August 9th and August 15th. Rogan is doing August 9th. I mean, not August 9th, September 9th and September 15th. Rogan's doing September 9th. I don't know about the rest. I don't know when Diaz is doing. I don't know when. The lineup's looking good, though, you guys. We're getting some cool names. Trying to get Jim Jeffries to do it. Trying. Hopefully he does. He's one of the best. He's one of the best in the world at storytelling. I would love to get him on. I would love to get him on. Man. Everybody tweet at Jim Jeffries and tell him to do my storyteller show. Sometimes that helps. Everybody tweet and say how you'd love to see him do a story on This Is Not Happening. Maybe that'll help. And then Chicago, August 27th, for one show at Zany's. Come to that. All right, you guys, let's start the show. It's all virginity stories. It's called Episode 177, Hand Raped at Scissor Point. We're going to start with the song I Lost My Virginity To 20 years ago? No, not even. 17 years ago. Mazzy Star. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, Episode 177, Hand Raped at Scissor Point. With Brody Stevens, Al Madrigal, Kurt Metzger, and John Heffron. Here we go. Baby, yeah.
Hello, everybody. Perfect. They got the music I composed.
You can stop that now. We never needed it. How are you guys? Fuck yeah. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I've never done one of these live before in front of an audience. So I don't really know how that's supposed to go. And then my podcast gets a little dark sometimes, so I always thought it'd be weird to do it in front of an audience. To have like everyone waiting for laughs, and I'm like, so when your father touched you, how did your mother react to that? So instead of that, have you guys listened to my podcast before? How many people have? Yeah. Where have you been? So what I do is I tackle like one subject usually on the podcast. So today we're just going to do virginity. And we're going to talk to a bunch of comedians about how we lost our virginity. That'll be a fun way, right? It's not a dark topic. So, all right, let's start. Let's give it up for the sponsors first. Mercedes-Benz, Mountain Dew, Snickers. I don't have any sponsors. Well, I lost my virginity. No, you know what? Fuck it. I'll bring people up, and then we'll do it all together. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome some hilarious comedians and friends of mine. Al Madrigal, Kurt Metzger, John Heffron, and Brody Stevens, everybody. Sit anywhere you like, my friends. quick credits. Al is from About a Boy. Kurt Metzger has just released a great hour special. He won Last Comic Standing. And Brody has a new toy.
It's a metal detector.
It's a new metal detector app.
Thanks for not laughing.
Thanks for hurting my feelings. I'll put it away. Don't worry.
It's somewhat believable that it could be with all the apps that are coming out. That why? It's just a matter of time before.
Have you guys seen these before?
Brody, have you guys seen these before? It's pretty cool, right? I'm
what
selling
is it,
them.
Brody?
40, 40 bucks. It's a selfie extender.
It's a selfie extender.
Put it out here, and you like. Get a shot with Al. But I have a timer on it. Anybody have a timer app on their iPhone?
No. I just don't.
So nobody here has a selfie extender or a timer app. All right. Wow. I deserve to be up here then. I'm locked in.
Thanks, bro. So here we go. Let's start. Let's just start with... Okay. I pretty much know 3 out of 4 of you are not virgins.
Who's the virgin?
So we're going to talk about
who the virgin is.
What?
I've had sex.
All right. Well, then we're all not virgins. So let's talk about when we lost our virginities. I'll go first just to start. My first was Kate Hicks. I was waiting for the right girl. I was 23.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Kate Hicks.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I was raised on network television.
No, put her name out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Also, I have an interesting thing. Mine is somewhat famous, and I'm not going to mention the name.
That's, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah, why?
Why would you even say that?
We don't care about Kate Hicks.
Yeah.
Kate Hicks. I'm not going to.
Who's your famous person? Just say the name.
I'm not going to say the name.
No, don't say the name. Just say the character on the TV show that she plays. And then we'll be cool, and we'll all be cool about it.
Author.
An author.
Is that right?
Judy Blume.
Judy Blume.
All right, sir, they nailed it.
Oh,
you fucked Judy Blume.
Was it Kathy from the comic strip Kathy?
Are you there, Al? It's me, Margaret.
Yeah, that's right.
Was Tales of a Sixth Grade nothing about you?
Totally. Dave Barry. Dave Barry is right. Okay.
Wait, you fucked somebody famous? Who was it? In San Francisco?
Yeah. I mean,
what category of books? Fiction? Nonfiction?
Oh, no, we're going to narrow it
cooking?
Down.
Was really it a cooking? Julia Child.
Wait.
Can I make it more comfortable? Because one time I finger banged the daughter of a famous author.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Daniel Steele.
I don't want to say.
Come on, you guys. I've been romantic with somebody's famous sibling.
Who's that?
Who's that?
He's been in some big movies. He's bankable.
Yeah, Don Johnson.
It's not Don Johnson. It's I'd rather. Yeah, I'm taking a chance here.
Wait, did this change into virginity or famous people we've slept with?
Yeah.
My podcast meanders
if
a lot.
So,
yeah, why are we
thank
you,
here for
John, thank you for saving me right
who
there.
Who have you hooked up with famous?
I don't know.
I once lied and told a lot of people I hooked up with the younger sister from Family Ties.
Yes. Greatest lie in the history.
Tina Yothers?
Tina Yothers, yeah. For like 2 years, though, all my friends thought that
they
I did. I had my friends call and leave messages on my phone. Like, hey, Ari, it's Tina.
So you took it to another level. Was this blonde hair Tina Yothers or black hair when she
black hair rocker Tina Yothers?
Yeah, I could see that. It's a Joan Jett vibe going on.
Hey, is it weird that we're talking about this and we look like a fucking Hamas press conference kind of? Like, we came here to state our case and then it turned to who we finger banged.
All right. Al, was she famous when you had boned her or not?
No, not at all. We were in high school.
She boned her. What is she, a fish? I'm sticking up for the ladies, guys. I mean, come on. Why isn't there a chick up on this panel? Where's Lisa Lampanelli when we need them?
I saw Judy Gold.
If we could, let's put our hands together for the single mothers, if we could. You guys are really good.
Nobody cares.
And the troops. If we
look,
could,
I'm going to be honest.
Mothers and troops. Yeah.
You all, I lost my virginity in college.
Oh, good.
There you go.
There we go.
Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Freshman year.
But you were playing baseball.
Yeah, but I didn't get that many chicks. I'm gangly. I walk. I have a tilted pelvis. And, you know, I was in Arizona. That's a very, it's an Aryan stronghold. And I do, like Kurt said, I do have, you know, hummus-like mannerisms. And they didn't quite get it, but I did hook up with some girls, of course. And I made a mistake, and I was with one girl who happened to be with the other guys on the team, and I didn't hear the end of that. But
really?
That proved that I wasn't gay. I kind of went out of my way to, like, to, what do you mean, whoa?
Well, I mean, you fucked a friend's girlfriend.
I didn't know. I wasn't a friend's girlfriend. It's a girl that happened to be like a team groupie.
Oh,
I fell for it.
There's nothing to fall for.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I couldn't live it down. She told everybody. You know?
Well, it's like
that I waited on her doorstep one night.
Like
I'm a weirdo.
Oh, you fell in love with her?
No, I fell for her sexual advances. I was a freshman. You know, eager, excited, new to masturbation.
How old was she? Like 30, 35?
No, she was like a junior and I was a freshman. Oh. Not like that.
What'd she look like? An ASU girl?
No, that's the problem. I settled.
Oh. You settled at ASU?
Al, tell us who you were
with.
Yeah,
because
hold on.
If
no, I'm just saying,
she
like,
looks like
I
the
can understand why Brody was saying you fell for it. Like, no one would want to hook up with the comedy groupie girl at the end of the bar at the improv that's sort of been with every comic.
Yeah,
okay,
I did that.
But if nobody wants to, then why has she been with every comic?
What are you
Could somebody turn my mic? Oh, is my mic good? Okay, good. Yeah. I like to hear myself.
Oh, by the way, are you guys recording this? Okay, cool.
Are you recording?
But I did it. I did it, and I still think about it.
Questions?
We're opening it up?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah.
They should have a mic in the audience.
Yeah, maybe
questions.
We should do that, actually. Yeah, let's do that later if we want to ask. Okay, but one, condom or no condom?
I believe I wore a condom. I did wear a condom.
Wow.
The first time ever?
Your first time.
The first time ever?
You can't get anyone pregnant your first time. It's statistically proven.
Yeah. Well,
you get one free one.
That's not true, people listening at home. You absolutely can get a girl pregnant your first time.
You get one mulligan. You don't
know I think I, I think one time I didn't and I got scared.
Really?
Yeah, she was...
One time I did and I got bored.
Why? Because you knew she could... There was a solution?
No,
because
they feel awful.
I was incredibly shy about the whole thing. I went to all boys. I went to St. Ignatius College Preparatory for Boys in San Francisco. So all boys, we associated with other girls' schools, and that's how, you know, so there were girls around. You go out to parties and stuff on the weekend, but it still was difficult. And then I went to college at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, which is an architectural agriculture school. So there's 5 guys to 1 girl.
What's
and I remember standing up at a party and giving the 80s movie sort of, you know, there were no girls at this party, and there were supposed to be girls there. And I stood on the staircase, and I said, this is wrong. There's supposed to be girls here tonight at this party, and tomorrow I transfer. Fuck this place. And I spoke to the whole party, and I walked out, and I transferred the next day.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got the fuck out of there.
They recruited me for baseball, Cal Poly SLO.
Good baseball team.
Ozzie Smith went there.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
But it was just horrible that you had, and because of the, you know, going from high school, you had incredibly unattractive girls with an amazing amount of attitude. I was at a party also that that I walked up to a... I remember, like, me and my friends just approached a girl to try to talk to her, and she's... I mean, really, this big, just nasty, mean disposition, ag girl, just... And tried to have a conversation. She looked in and went, ugh. Like that, and walked away. And I was, again, just saying, what are we doing here? Why didn't we look into this prior to coming? I don't understand why no one told me to check a guy-to-girl ratio. I know it's a good school, but what the fuck? So there were some lean years in there for me.
Oh, yeah.
After, you know, and also... The girl that we're talking about, it's like my... I was so nervous. I feel embarrassed talking about this because I really am shy about that sort of thing and don't really talk about this ever, never have. But
you were nervous when? The first time you did it?
Absolutely. Yeah, there was so much pressure because I feel she sort of knew what she was doing and I didn't know at all. And I was just like incredibly nervous about
it. Did she walk you through it?
I think she was trying to help me out.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Did you feel secure about your wiener?
I didn't even know to feel insecure about my wiener or feel any way about the wiener. Yeah, thanks for calling it wiener because I think that's one of the funniest words ever. So,
how long did it last?
Oh, just minutes. Like it was horrible. Like it was bad.
Was it your girlfriend? Who was she?
She was my girlfriend.
Didn't it feel good though?
Yeah, it felt great.
What's bad about that?
I don't know. All right.
Condom or no condom? I'm going to ask you guys that too.
She condom.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I masturbate with a condom.
Two completely worthless virginity losings.
I had a friend, Jim Painter. Remember Jim Painter?
Yeah.
His theory was, unless you get one clean stroke in, it's not even sex.
What's a clean stroke?
A clean stroke.
Condom free?
Condom free. At least once. Otherwise, it's just foreplay, he said.
But can't that little bit cause problems?
Oh, yeah.
So why would you do that?
Unless it's your first time, then no.
Like the pre-stuff. Does pre-ejaculate cause pregnancy?
No, that's a common misconception. Pre-ejaculate is... Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
You said misconception.
This is ridiculous.
I never used to get that. I didn't know what that was. And then later I was like, oh, here's some stuff.
I get that. Sign of life.
How much longer, Al, did you keep dating her after you guys did it?
For the entire, maybe like 5-6 months, that was the entire run of the relationship.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You talk to her still?
I do see her, yes.
Oh, that's cool. She have a family and stuff?
Yeah, family, husband.
Wow. Does your husband know?
I don't think so. That's why I wouldn't want to mention it. And I know the husband really well, yeah. That's
you wouldn't cool. Just blurt her name out, as Ari did at the beginning?
Yeah, I can't. I really don't want to.
She's a performer. We would know her.
No, she's an author.
Oh, she's an author.
Let's
okay.
say you had a friend that liked this author.
No, we
and
don't
you had to
know.
Buy the book for her to sign. What book would that be?
Who else? It's I went. I'm done.
Hefron. You're not done. We'll
is she was Simon
Hefron.
And Schuster?
No. I thought she was saying you fucked when you had Martin. Sex with her. If she's not, then that
no,
doesn't really matter.
No, she's in high school.
That's what she went on to later.
Girl. Yeah.
Hefron, who was your girl?
When you asked me, because I didn't know that we were going to talk about this, and you know, I never talk about this stuff, I found on my iPod, would you like to hear the song, the very first song that I actually...
Absolutely.
It happened to be on my thing. I don't know how you're not. I don't know how old you are. You're not going to even know what the song is.
So wait, you press play and then this went for it.
Little Stevie B coming at you, Detroit. 7:15, 15 after 7. John Hefford's about to get laid. Good luck, buddy. So it was Stevie B.
I don't know who that is.
I do.
Who is that?
He was nice dance music in the 90s.
Yeah, kind of dancy. So I was on my 18th birthday.
What's
so
that?
I waited till I was 18. I was an adult. My parents, because I was 18, they were going on vacation, and I said, I don't need to go on vacation with you. And they go, well, we don't want to leave you at home by yourself. And
I'm because like, you're 18 years old 18. And you can't handle it?
It was a big day for me stepping up to my parents. Yes. So I go, I'm going to stay home. And then I met a girl at like a dance clubby that you can get in at the time. Drove her back to my parents.
You met her that night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Went back to my parents' house, took her into our... We had a finished basement where the ceiling was, like, really low that your dad put in, and then that's where you'd hide pot and shitty report cards. And then we had poles in our basement that was carpeted for extra awesome effect. And then we had a ping pong table and an air hockey thing. And then I remember buying for the night, because I'm like, I'm 18, man. This is probably when it happens. I'll never forget. I bought a pair of red Calvin Klein. I don't know what they were, but they came down to your knees.
Boxer briefs. I wear them. I don't chafe.
They were $30. $30. Yeah. At the time, I made $2.75 an hour bagging groceries. It's a lot of bagging groceries to get these underwear.
Were they silk? Jesus.
No, they were just normal kind
100% cotton.
Well, sometimes good underwear makes all the difference, right?
So I'm downstairs in my bedroom. I had the mattress on the floor because, you know, it's hip.
Yeah.
I had a poster that said benefits of higher learning, and there was a Porsche or Maserati parked in the driveway. And we started kind of like making out, like kind of grinding.
Yeah.
Like I had the music playing, I had candles. We started grinding. And then she got aggressive and she grabbed my underwear and she, it had a tie and she ripped it. And I remember just being so pissed. I'm like, I just spent $30 on these. I'm like, what? And then that's the start of just women in my life taking things I've spent money on. But, and then it happened.
It is very inconsiderate. You tear something off a woman,
but I had,
tear
like,
it,
I
and
had
watch the reaction.
I had Dracar on. I think it was Dracar.
I used to use that. Was.
Or like...
Oh, Polo Sport.
Polo. Yeah, it was like I had a whole thing. I had candles. I remember it...
Did you have candles set up for her?
I remember it leading up, and then we just bounced around. But this is before any penetration. I was just grinding. That was what we did because I was 18, and, you know, I was a little, really little in high school. So, like, high school dances... When I danced with girls, it was just, you know, like that, you know. Purple rain, like, you know. And then I remember it happened quick, and then she left, and I remember thinking to myself, I wish I could tell somebody. But keep in mind, young guy, we had one phone in our house, so it wasn't like I could tweet it, just got laid, everybody. You know, I couldn't hashtag it or nothing, so I had nobody to tell. So then I knew this girl's name for however 20 some years or whatever. I was in the city I was in. Hold on. I'm always worried that I butt dialed and my wife is listening to this entire conversation.
I have that fear all the time. I really do.
Anytime anybody
being the guys with wives, like that's I freak out that I'm butt dialing my wife and she's hearing horrible shit.
Why would you enter into a situation where you have to constantly be scared that they're overhearing you?
Because
everything
that's
they do.
The situation. Well, here when you check in, they give you a fun gag gift if you're performing. So there's like some lotion, and then they put a box of condoms in your welcome thing. So I just pulled the condoms out, and I have them set on my phone or right by the TV. I'm FaceTiming with my wife.
Oh,
it's our anniversary today. I'm like this. I'm like, so miss you, hubba. And then she goes, hey, can I see your room? Right? So the condom box is on the TV like this. And I go, oh. So I go like this. And as I'm right here, I just go like that. And then bring it back.
You kicked him.
So this girl after, let's see, that was 18. I turned 44 on Thursday. Whatever the math is on that. That person showed up at a show of mine recently.
Wow.
I knew her.
And she remembered you?
Yeah.
It wasn't... Oh, wow.
No, she remembered. And I Googled her. Like, I typed in her name, like, throughout the years, and she turned into something that she wasn't at the time. But I had the wrong woman the entire time. Like, you mean I Googled, and it was this woman. I'm like, I know I was 18 and not picky, but there's no way that would have happened. And then she showed up, and then it was kind of... And you had, you know, I'm happily married, but there is that thing of going, okay, it's been 20-some years. I've had a little bit more stage time.
Were you still attracted to her?
I think I've got a pretty good set put together now. I wonder if I should re-audition. Yeah.
Was she still attractive? Were you still attracted to her?
Yeah, very attractive woman. I think she's had like a million kids and stuff. But very, very, yeah.
And that's the thing also is, I'm not sure if anybody else is it, but you're replaying all of those girlfriends.
I listen to Stevie.
Maybe I'm married, but they're all in a loop in my head. Every single girlfriend, every single encounter.
Yeah.
Just because now I have been married for 13 years. And so, yeah. And I'm constantly thinking about all of the what ifs. It really is true. It's a nonstop loop of girlfriend's past.
When you're thinking of girlfriend's past, and let's say you're at a bookstore, what section would some of that pop up in?
There we go.
He's like the Iceman. You can't break him. We can't.
Who's the oldest here to lose when they lost?
Me. It was definitely me.
How old I was 18.
You? 18?
I was 23.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Almost 20, though.
You were? Okay, let's get to the condomless section of this show. What? You wore a condom your first time?
Stole them from the grocery store I worked at.
Nice. Nice. Buying condoms,
and some Bartles and James coolers.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And some country coolers. The wine coolers.
Wow. Yeah. I remember going into, whenever I'd walk into any liquor store, or you'd have to, if you're really young, you'd have to, there was no internet, you had to buy porn. And so we were with condoms, it was like, I looked at the guy, I was so nervous, which is ridiculous, but I was like, put it in the bag. Just put it in, I had the money out, it was like a holdup I was demanding that they put it in the bag right away. I was so nervous.
So embarrassing.
Come see you.
Really? You don't slam them down on the couch?
Yeah, yeah. Tell the world.
One for fucking, please.
Yeah.
I feel the same. I feel the same way when I buy baby wipes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
John, can you burn me a copy of that Stevie B song, please?
Yeah.
I remember...
Shazam it, dude.
I bought condoms in San Francisco. I was... and the Middle Eastern store clerk, I bought the condoms. I wasn't embarrassed about it. It's a little bit older. And the guy says, buddy, think of me when you're doing it.
Oh!
Fucking ruined it. Buddy... think of me.
Why did you do that?
And I did for so many. It's hard for me not to think of him at this point. It's horrible. Think of me when you're doing it. It's just little fucking.
You know what? That's so great about that. You could pass that along to them. Everybody, next time you're doing it, think of that guy.
Of that
bam.
Guy.
My first box of condoms, I was going to Israel. My high school. Second semester of high school, we all went to Israel for 4 months, and I bought a 24-pack of condoms to lose my virginity, and I brought home with
Hold on a second. Yes. Is it because... So you never thought to do that at home, but because you were going to Israel...
I was
going
to lose it to...
Is that like part of birthright that you get to fucking plow whatever something?
That does happen on birthright. Everybody that goes to birthright. If anyone in here has like a boyfriend or girlfriend that's going on birthright, do not ask them about details of that trip. Because
what happens at birthright?
They fuck like crazy. Yeah. Everybody feels more spiritual,
well,
and they
see,
all end up fucking.
That's what people don't get, because they always think religious people are like repressed kind of.
These aren't religious people.
Oral.
They're just American Jews.
But even in things like that, they're just kind of sequestered little things that everybody fucks so much. Like, that's who does more shit. That's why all those red states, right?
Yeah.
They always say there was a more teen pregnancy and all that kind of shit that they're worried about. They always have the most of it. And I'll tell you why. Like, I didn't wear a condom when I first started fucking. Cause, first of all, high five. But the main reason was, like, I would never have premeditated sex. Like, I would never have, like, bought condoms, like, in case, like, because that's, like, that's wrong to just even plan. Like, the only way it's kind of okay if you're like, oh, it's just happened. I don't know what, you know what I mean? And that's how, like, religious people get when they do their fucking vices. You got to, like, make it, like it couldn't possibly just been me doing it, like, I got tempted.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Yeah, you were overcome with.
So that's as a consequence, they're all knocked up because they won't just plan their sins fucking ahead.
It's like those religious gay guys that go on the road and they like wander by accident into a gay bar.
Yeah,
they're like, what? What's happening here?
Stevie B is playing in the background.
Don't you think the internet's changed a lot now with like you porn? You're just like, I'm not gonna, it's just easy to click. I mean, I'll just.
Would you have been able to watch internet porn being a Mormon or whatever you were?
Jehovah's Witness?
You wouldn't have been able to sneak
Nobody,
off.
Nobody, you're
something.
Not supposed to watch that, right?
I know, but I could have.
They couldn't
could
get
have gone
birthday
and...
cakes. They're going to be able to watch porn?
Yeah.
I do in the parking lot of the comedy store. It relaxes me.
What?
I go on you porn.
What kind of porn is it?
Do you really at the parking lot of the store?
Oh. No, I'm into amputees. Yeah.
Really?
All right. Yes. I hooked up with the chick on StubHub. It's my new classic bit. Come on. Give me a break. Give me something. Al likes it. Thank you.
Metzger, who is the girl?
A girl at in college that was dating my friend who was an exchange student from Germany.
All right, that's fine.
How'd that happen?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's that story? How does that even come about?
His name was Stefan. He had like real like German. I guess she didn't like him because he was very like German. Or, like, he's just like a cold German dude, you know?
Probably wore jabots. Or
yeah, those fucking
Z Cabarichis.
No, he always had like that fucking Intifada scarf Europeans wear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I had a German guy in my, I'll get back to you in a second. I had a German guy in my yeshiva in Israel, and he did an American accent, and this was his accent. He goes, "Hi, I'm Guy, and I'm an American."
It's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Go ahead.
Sounds like Jeremy Irons doing it.
So
she kind of like jumped on me because I was still a virgin and I was still technically in my religion.
Had you tried to lose it before?
No, never. Well, you know what? I got a hand job before. That was the first thing I did. I was managing a Funko Land in Jersey City. it's a video game store, GameSpot, and I was the manager. And this Puerto Rican girl with a kid came in the store, and that was the first girl I did anything with. And she had a black boyfriend she lived with named Derek.
Shit.
And he worked at the prison. He was like a but he would stay in the barracks of the prison. I think he was like fucking around on her, and she was not. We were both 19, right? But yeah. She has this kid, Derek Jr.
Full life.
She had a kid,
or maybe his name was.
You
like,
did it with a mom, your first girl.
Yeah, well, she just hand jobbed me.
Oh, right, okay.
Ari, can we talk about the first time? Yeah, we got a hand job? Is that,
right,
is that okay?
You can add that in, but hold on one second. Yeah.
When did you get your first hand job?
Andrea Smith.
How old were you?
When
you say these girls' names, are you tweeting like, "Hey, new podcast is up, Andrea Smith, you better pay attention"?
She knows. It's not like I'm fucking giving away a secret for her. She was aware. She was trying to get me to have sex with her. She would like hand job me all the time. It was amazing.
How old were you?
20.
That was the first time?
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy.
I was 13.
13?
Yep.
Whoa. Brody.
Two
be
girls
real.
At once. Yeah,
Brody,
being
no
real.
Way.
18601 Hatteras, Tarzana, California. Girl by the name of Sherry and Carrie. They took advantage of me. Why would I lie?
Comedic effect.
No, true.
Really?
I remember it.
Who were they?
Two girl. One was a Jewish girl, and one was like a bad girl.
Carrie was the bad girl.
Carrie was the one.
Carrie was the bad girl.
No, sure. Sherry was the bad one. She was tough. She would like punch trees. You know,
and then, so to speak. You mean?
Yeah. And then I remember I was walking. I was emptying the trash, and I'd look in there and.
Why would she punch trees? She's like, hand job training? I don't understand.
They were tough. These chicks were tough, man. I grew up in a, you know, a tough apartment complex.
Fingerless gloves, fucking walking around, a receipt.
It was, but I remember that moment. They threatened me with scissors. And
wait, you got raped?
Yeah, that's
basically.
Rape.
You got a hand job.
I got put down on a bed.
Yeah,
and they did use ointment,
not lube, ointment.
And I remember it happened, and it felt really good. And I went home and I took a bath,
like a I feel dirty
bath.
Yeah, like this wasn't normal.
Did you take a bath like this?
And then were you rocking
like in a fetal position?
Yeah.
No, I extended my legs.
Okay.
But that was a good moment.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy with that moment.
Where's Sherry and Terry now?
They're they probably somewhere in the valley working retail. I don't know. I don't know. It happened in the valley. It was a great moment of my life.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man. 13.
Any music playing?
Did you tell your parents?
Yes, Stevie B.
Did you tell your parents?
I'm not very open. I think my mom still thinks I'm a virgin, and my dad passed away thinking I might have been gay in 97. I mean, I am 10% gay. I went to Bangkok and I pushed it to the limit, but I got confused. It was dark. I didn't see the Adam's apple. We all make that mistake.
I think you should go back to Bangkok and explore further.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I went there. It's like I've been to Alaska once. I don't need to go back.
Where'd you go?
Fairbanks.
Oh, that's even worse.
You been to Fairbanks?
No, Anchorage.
I played
Anchorage.
Baseball. I've been to Anchorage, too. I was a good baseball player.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Metzger.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to get back to Stefan because whatever, cause I don't understand.
Stefan is in prison with the girls.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's...
Chick at
so his girlfriend, like, fucked, like, we were all hanging out at this other guy's place, and then he went to sleep, and she kind of, like, jumped on me on the couch.
I am tired.
And we did a fucking, here's the most rookie move, a 69, the most uncomfortable move of all.
On a couch?
Yeah. And then, like...
No.
What, like, was it a couch or was it like a futon if it was the 80s with like those Papa John chairs?
She's on there, but it's pretty gross.
Brody has a question.
Ari, have you ever ejaculated eating a girl's butt?
What? No. I have never.
Just walk that guy. He's gone.
That guy's like, hey, check something else out.
Yeah. I don't understand what's happening.
I wanted to say that. So you went 69 and then she just turned around and what?
I didn't have sex because I was like, I still felt guilty. I'm like, you're not supposed to do that, man. That's like, you know, that's as bad as being gay in the Bible. You know, people judge gays. But if you're not married and you have sex, that is the same. It's the same amount of bad, you know, if you believe in that shit.
In Judaism, they just say it's just another urge that you have to like say no to, just like gluttony and
drunkenness. Yeah, I used to think like that. I'm like, it's probably, they can't help it, but it's like alcoholism, you know. Like and then I was starting fucking. I'm like, well, what are you going to tell somebody else they can't do the exact thing you're doing. Fucking doing? Yeah.
It's physical. You have to do it, right? I mean, you had just mentally, physically.
I mean, I guess you don't have to, but I don't think it's good for you.
I know a comic is still a virgin at like 35 or 40.
Who's that?
He doesn't want anybody
to
know.
He might be a pedophile.
No, he's just weird. So wait,
well,
so when
pedophiles,
you...
you're like,
oh yeah, good
weird.
Point. who'd you finally lose it to?
Who is this pedophile?
Ari, have you ever jerked off in a car?
Yes, all the time.
What?
What freeway?
Freeway. I would play hooky from school, and I would like, you know, have to sleep and stuff, take naps. So I'd jerk off, I'd shoot it out the door, and then I'd close the door
out
for warmth.
Out the door?
in my Datsun?
Wow, I never did that.
Wait, who's the girl you lost your virginity to?
I don't want to say her name.
No, but just tell me about her.
Oh, so she was like a South Jersey kind of girl, like a real towny fucking hooer.
Yeah.
But she, I like, you know, because I was like an innocent kid, so I like that, you know? I always like that. It's a little older than me, kind of more experienced. That was like I was into that. And then
weird.
I was like, we probably have to get married. I kind of thought in the back of my head.
Really?
Yeah, you get trained like that.
Yeah.
And then I rode the train home. So I remember when we finally did do it.
When you say you rode a train home, do you mean that things started getting out of hand?
And, no, it didn't get like that out of hand. But I remember we were making out, and I just like slipped it in her. I was like, well, I guess I'm doing this.
Really?
And then afterwards, I was like, I felt like really guilty. Like, I remember riding a train home and being like, just imagining all the elders at my kingdom hall. Like, oh, Kurt. You stuck it in, like, I just imagine that the whole, and then I was like, I probably have AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they really program you, like, you're just going to fucking get, do you know doctors, does anybody know doctors personally? Does anybody, like, friends with a doctor?
I've known one.
Especially. You ever ask a doctor about AIDS? You tell them you're afraid?
I try, you know.
They go, you can't get it. I've never had more doctors that, like, you, like you just regular heterosex, so, like, you probably don't have AIDS. They say it to you like that.
This is not a good message to be putting out to anybody.
Yeah, well, that's why. The free clinic, they have a different set of
statistics. They scare the shit out of you with those
things. Yeah, you probably have AIDS. That's
The fact that you thought about walking in here just proves it's one of the symptoms that you have AIDS.
There's no reassurance. If you know a fucking doctor, a doctor's like, you got khaki pants and shit. You probably you come from a good family. It can't happen to you.
Yeah, they do make you worry about that stuff. So wait, did you finish or did you just stick it in once and then?
I pulled out and shot it on her.
How long did you last? Like
pancakes.
What? Now,
Brody, question.
I know we're being like, we're talking about the sex, the whole thing. I like the kissing of the neck. I like removing a girl's bra. I'm into that.
No,
I like romance. I'm into romance. I'm into foreplay. It's like, I'm just not right into that. You know, maybe once in a while if I had the opportunity. But I like the whole sensual, quiet, private moment.
Brody.
It's perfect.
When's the last time you had sex?
Honestly, it's been a while. I've been doing well with my career. I've really just been focusing on that the last year, like striking when the iron's hot.
Yeah. Well, how long are we talking about? Before that year, though, right? Was it that curly haired girl at the store?
No. I have maybe like, it's been over a year, but not 2 years. But I don't really miss it. I miss scratches. I miss, I wish I could hold a girl. The touching part, the sex part, I can just go on
porn. Are you on like antidepressants or the kind of shit where
I think everybody knows I am. No.
No, I don't know what you did.
It doesn't affect me. I take 10 milligrams. No, it's just like maybe because I'm a little bit older, my testosterone could be low. But honestly, I'm focusing on my career, and I am getting a better-looking girl on Twitter, so I know that by doing that. Right. But I'm almost at the point where I can relax and be myself and have that confidence. I'm just right now.
You were pan job raped. It's understandable.
Yeah, but I'd like to have sex. I think I will in the next 6 months is my prediction.
Jesus. Jesus.
But I'm masturbating regularly, Ari, so I'm keeping things moving. Thank you.
How often do you masturbate?
Every other day.
Okay. That's fine.
And it feels good, like to release.
Yeah, I've masturbated. I know all about it. Totes. Where are we up to so far? By the way, what time do we have to be done? Do we have an hour for this? Do we have 3 hours? 3 hours? Okay. What? Right around 4:15. All right. Well, I lost mind of Kate Hicks. I brought that 24-pack of condoms home full. And then I hid them in between my mattress and the box spring. And my brother found them. He was like, whose condoms are these? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, they were under your mattress, in between your mattress and your box springs. I'm like, well, I've never seen them before. And he's like, I know you're lying. But anyway, yeah.
Would your brother rat you out?
No, yeah, not to my parents or anything. I don't know. Yeah, why are you looking in between there?
By the way, I have a box of slightly damaged condoms if anybody would like to use them. The box is kind of messed up, but they're still good. I'll give them to you if you're hanging out at the bar.
What about the dates? Can you use a condom after the Best Buy date?
Oh, yeah.
They have dates on them.
It's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
Oh, it is?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
It's got to be.
I'll keep them.
When I finally lost mine, it was to Kate Hicks. She decided, at Batman, at the beginning of the movie Batman, she was like, I'm ready to lose my virginity to you.
So you lost your virginity to Bill Hicks' daughter?
No.
You sicko. Kate Hicks, Bill Hicks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Do any of you guys have trouble getting in?
What do you mean?
I don't remember.
I have my pass.
Finding the fucking...
Oh, the hole?
Yeah, getting in the hole.
No, I mean, I pretty much knew where it was.
I had tons of problems. I couldn't find it at first.
There was nothing fluid about what happened with me at all.
How did you do it?
It was pitch dark. I mean, it was absolute blackness, and I couldn't see anything. It was horrible. It really wasn't good at all. That's
I think
I'm
I've
saying.
Done it myself 3 times in my entire life.
You've what?
I've put it in myself 3 times my entire life. I'm lazy. You just
present it to them and they got it the rest of the way.
They're probably more familiar with that area than I am.
Yeah.
But you know, so
it's not that hard. I mean,
that may be the problem. Hey, sugar. Now
I had
I
didn't mean to cut you off, John. I had a difficult. Okay. Yeah, because body type.
Yeah, I always thought the vagina was right where the penis is, but it's like.
No, well, she could have like long legs. Power. You have short. I went to Arizona State. I was with a lot of athletes, so these like high jumpers and those girls, they have long legs.
Yeah,
it was hard to like fit it. It's kind of embarrassing, but you work it out.
Yeah, I didn't know how to get. Even when I found it, I didn't know the angle to go on. Like I remember almost resting on top of her by my penis, by my erect cock, like a fucking seesaw. Just like not being able to get it in. And then going down on her for like 30 seconds and then went bloop, and then goes right in.
My first time was pile driver, so.
Do you know where your girl is now? The girl you lost your virginity to, Brody?
No. It was in college. It was after a baseball party. She was friends with one of the...
She's in the bleachers at an Angels game. Just fucking trying to...
Waiting? Like Bull Durham? She's yeah, that yeah. girl?
But it felt right. I'm not embarrassed about it. It wasn't... It was like... It was fine. It felt normal. It was in the dorm. It was on the floor. The hard concrete floor. It was fine. I did a good...
You did it on the floor. How come?
My roommate was in the room or something. Did you have sex with a roommate in a room?
Yeah, but why would the floor help that?
You know what college dorm couches are like? They're dirty.
No, but your bed.
My roommate was in there.
Oh, you had like a separate room?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking baseball scholarship.
The bottom line, that was good, and I like taking off a girl's bra. I like kissing their neck. I like how girls smell.
A candle.
I wear Brute Splash on. They appreciate that.
Do you guys know where they are now? Do you know where your girl is now?
Yeah, we met my family on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Yeah, hello.
Is she still attractive? Are you still attracted to her?
She's not unattractive, but I'm like, I feel very like, oh, I don't have that feeling of like, I wonder what could have. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But she's nice. I get along with her. I don't have that. There's sometimes I've had that with like exes, but then I tend to pass a certain point. I'm like, I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, totally. But there's that thing. I remember reading a Hemingway like short story when he was talking about all the girls he's had sex with, but nothing compares to like that, the first squaw he did it with when he was 16. She was an Indian, whatever.
You know, Al, Ari just mentioned Hemingway. What's the first author that pops into your mind?
Will you tell us after this is done? Will you tell me who it is?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Hey, you have kids. When would you want them to like lose theirs? Or to whom?
Whenever it was right. I guess it's hard for me to think about considering they're 8 and 12.
Dude, 12 is like almost the age almost where it's going to start.
Yeah, I know.
That's the kid, that's the boy, right?
By the way, why do you have to keep calling like you lost it all the time? It's like the stupidest. When did you lose?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so wonderful to me.
Yeah, I think it's overrated that it's the first one has to matter the most.
Like, when did you grow the fuck up, they should call it.
What?
Become a man?
Yeah. I guess sometimes they call it that.
I mean, you hear about so much stuff happening so much early. I mean, have you guys, there's blowjob parties. Does anybody know about this?
Yeah. Are you serious?
She just nodded her head.
Who nodded their head?
Where you are know these about? Parties?
Who's hosting that? Who's hosting that?
Yeah.
Is there like
there's blowjob parties?
In high
school, here at the festival. Yeah. You didn't
still?
Audition?
Like it's happening?
Club Soda. Like
what do you mean blow? Like it's a like high school trend?
High school or
is this like
even
the sex bracelets,
eighth grade
though,
type
turn
of thing?
Bullshit? Is it like a real thing?
I think it is a thing.
We had at my high school, we had once where I wasn't in the room, but it was at Lissa's house, and everybody had to like, it was three boys and three girls, and they had a Spanish, no offense, they had a Spanish sword fight.
What's that?
Which no is offense. When the girls...
I'm out of here.
I'm off.
When girls try to, like... There's, like, a few boys and a few girls, and the girl who wins is the one who gets the guy off first.
That's called a Spanish sword fight?
Yeah.
No shit. Al, you didn't even know that?
Yeah, so is the right response to that. And that means you're right next to your friends getting blowjobs. Yeah, it's weird. I didn't participate
the
in
way
it. I was
Spaniards
watching.
Spaniards do.
Do you talk to your kids about that stuff?
No.
Not
way too young.
Is there a time to? Have you like...
Hey, look, it seems like it's going to come up. Yeah, I guess it's 16, 17, you know, you'll start to talk.
Kids, get in here. I want to tell you about the Spanish sword fight.
But if you got...
Now.
It's time.
When a boy becomes a 16-year-old...
Just from a pull down, a fucking slide, or yeah, a little screen comes down. Old-timey slideshow.
I was happy I waited for the right girl. I mean, not happy that I wasted so much time, but like looking back, it was like I was kind
of
happy.
Did you had tons
girl.
Of opportunities, and you said no, thank you.
I had one opportunity.
I'm waiting for birthright.
I had one opportunity that I could have two opportunities I could have done it to, and I didn't.
Were they Jews?
Yes, and the one I didn't do it with, I mean, the one I did it with was not a Jew. And then I think because of that, I spent like a good decade and a half being repulsed by Jews.
Wow, you had one taste of bacon pussy, and you couldn't go back. That's why you guys stay away from me.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I have a theory. It's Kurt, okay, you did it first without a condom. You guys did it with a condom. I have a theory that if you start with a condom, it's way easier to use a condom from then on. Kind of like learning how to drive on a stick shift car.
And then it's easier to go to an automatic after that. But if you learn on an automatic, it's way harder to learn to drive a stick shift.
Well, the sooner you learn how to get, like, the right condoms, the better. But it's like you got to, like, you know.
Kurt.
It is kind of good to teach that shit. It is, like.
Yeah, you are known to, from all my friends as the guy with the closest to a horse cock of anyone.
You know a lot of small dick dudes. Just keep that in mind. It's perspective-wise.
Yeah. When did you find the right condoms, finally? Did you tell me to tell you about magnums? How big is... Show me your dick right now.
There's a place in Europe that tailors them. No, I don't know.
Get a guy in Chinatown.
Whatever. Get what you need.
Are there any questions for the crowd? Is there anything that I'm not covering? I've never.
Yeah, why
this
not?
This is the dirty if I've been in 23 years of comedy. I kind of like this.
Really? I feel like virginity stories are relatively clean, even though it's sex. It's like adolescent sex. No? Yeah.
Which is,
I think it makes it closer to illegal is what it does.
Yeah. Definitely what happened to Brody was illegal.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with it.
No,
it
was. Did you say they brought scissors?
Yeah.
To hold, like, the
they threatened me. They threatened me with scissors.
You were raped,
you were
like raped the pink dude? Ladies or something. I don't understand.
They're all like Sherry and Carrie. Sherry was a bad influence on Carrie. I think Carrie had a crush on me, and then Sherry made it possible.
Wow.
And I remember that moment, and that's better than the real thing.
Really?
Yeah. I like the feel of a hand. It's more emo. You can
feel
it.
Yeah, but you should
it.
Like the feel of a hand not holding a pair of scissors to your neck.
How does that come up? Do you just have scissors out? When
oh, look at the scissors. Wouldn't it be cool if you...
You know
what
would be funny?
Pick those up?
Is if, you know, you were, like, crafting, and then... I got violent, and then you decided that you were horny and pissed at me at the same time. So
it was just role playing, but I remember it.
What role did you play, victim?
No, I mean it was like, yeah, I was raped, and you know, I'm one of those kids because you never talk to the kids or with the teachers. It's good.
Did you tell anybody about that?
What?
You totally were raped. Did you tell anybody about it? Any older people?
No. Why is it wrong?
Why is
they
it
didn't hurt. They didn't hurt. They just threatened me, but the payoff was good.
You bring up a lot of good points.
I think these girls are on Locked Up Raw right now.
That's pretty much our episode, everybody. Wait, are there any questions from the crowd?
I'll come on, yeah. question the crowd. Come on.
Yes, question.
Do you guys have any interesting threesome stories?
Threesome stories.
I got raped by two girls. You got it. Question. Bring out the scissors.
I never have. I'm going to guess Al is 30% to do it. You must be like way over 100%. And Heffron's probably like 60%.
What do you mean?
Threesome.
to have done that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would never be with a girl and two guys.
Wait, yeah, what about that? The gay cousin of the three-way.
Oh, yeah.
That's four.
Yeah, Brody, have you ever considered that?
What?
A three-way, like a...
You and a dude.
Yeah.
And a girl.
There you go.
I think I have done that. I was pretty crazy in my public access days. I think I have. I'm on the spot right there. I'm happy with the scissor story.
What do you think you have? When was that? Happy
with the scissor. I don't know. I did crazy stuff, like back in Seattle.
Yeah, but what?
You had threesomes?
Yeah, like in a basement or...
Why are you saying it like it's completely casual? Like, yeah, I've had a burger before. What do you mean? I serve them everywhere. That's the way you said that you had a threesome in a basement.
Yeah, every Brody Stevens starts with, so then this guy pulls up in a van. Can you help me find my puppy?
Well, that happened to me once. In the valley, I went to go to the dentist. My mom said, I went on the bus and I was waiting and this van pulled up at Balboa Park and the guy said, like, come into my van. I walked away. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's stranger
danger. That's a true story. Stranger danger. The guy, like, said, come here. I go, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't put my vans. I had carpeting installed in my house recently, and the guy's like, hey, why don't you come out to the van or give their seat? I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm not going by a van for any reason whatsoever.
I think a guy tried to kidnap my brother when I was a kid.
It's real.
Really?
Vans are
scary.
We
were at a fucking, like a Jehovah's Witness convention, staying at a hotel. My parents were doing something. I don't know, they're getting the room or something, but some guy, like, some strange, I don't remember how he was holding my brother. My brother was like a baby kind of still. And the guy's like, yeah, I think he wants to go to the parking lot with me. It seems like he wants to go out. I'm like, oh, hey, my mom's calling me. And I grabbed my brother and, like, split.
Here you go. I was kidnapped when I was a baby.
You were?
Yeah. My mom got me back. So they,
what?
By
what? But you are
Mexican.
I was
in a supermarket. My mom had me in the cart and walked around the aisle, forgot something in the aisle, left. Young mom leaves me there in the cart, walks back, cart gone.
Oh.
Flips out, runs outside, catches a lady a block away.
Whoa.
Fucking running down the street with me. In the cart, yeah.
Why was she trying to take you?
Crazy woman. Just
you sure she didn't just... Because sometimes when you're at a supermarket, you think something's your cart, but it's not.
And there's...
Was there another
probably
kid
a Mexican
waiting,
kid in every like, cart? Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Easily confused. Easily confused.
Was she an Arthur?
Wow, really?
That's crazy.
That's a big. You got to go public with that again.
Again,
this is the first time you talked about it.
Yeah, I've never been.
That's a big story, Al. That's
breaking
right up
news.
There with scissor rape.
What did your mom do to her? What'd your mom do to her?
Just she said she was so scared that she grabbed me. And then the lady just ran off, and there was no like repercussions or anything. And what if, I mean, to have my mom run the right way?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing.
And what do you think would happen to you now, man? You'd
oh,
be
I
like
know.
Norman Bates, like you, she raises you crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Wow.
You know what the sick part of that is? Is taking the grocery cart away from the supermarket.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that.
You can't. You shouldn't.
That's
do that.
Crossing the line. You leave it on the
literally
lot.
Neighborhood.
Good point, Brody.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk more about the... I think we just glossed over the fact that this guy's with your two dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And...
I
know you wanted
it's
to.
It's not bad. I just wanted
I didn't do anything to the guy. Is that what you're saying?
No,
it's like,
no.
No one's saying that.
No.
It just, might have been two and two. I don't know.
You do know.
You do know.
Two. Yeah.
Everyone I'd have knows. To think about it.
I vividly remember anything like that that ever happened.
Two guys or one girl.
Detail.
Were you drunk? I don't
either
understand.
Either or, I would remember that in every day.
I don't drink.
Yeah. So
I'm weird. I told you. I hooked up with a chick on StubHub. It's not a joke. I'm kidding. Thanks for not laughing at that. I don't remember. I'm not some sick guy. I just,
no,
you know.
Are sick.
No, there's nothing sick.
You're adventurous.
Yeah. I went to Bangkok. I push it to the limit. I've clicked on some questionable sites. I do possess a YouPorn Pro Pass. I've made love in front of a Panavision camera. Okay.
All right. I meant any questions about virginity, by the way. Good question.
Come on, another question. Come on, somebody. Raise your hand. Don't be shy. The guy in the back.
They say guys think about sex every 7 seconds. Would you guys have trouble getting to 7 seconds? Or would you...
7 seconds.
True.
7 seconds.
No way. That's not true.
That's a lot. 7 seconds.
But if like, do they take into account like if you're thinking about sex for a minute straight, they like take a second at a time of that and then divvy it up through the day.
In this town, yes. I've been at Starbucks. Every morning, I do upskirt videos, and
oh, that's why you got your new. You got your thing.
Yeah, that's what this is for, right there. Let's get them. So, you know.
All right, I think that's the episode. We have to go soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time for one more question.
Let's say all your Twitter addresses.
Well, you know what I'd like to, just
yes,
real quick.
Yes, absolutely.
Who's
help me.
Got the most, who out of all of you?
Oh, there you
anyone,
go.
Who's do you think has the most interesting virginity story they would volunteer? Because there's
Brownstein.
A lot of you. Somebody's here. We've all volunteered ours. Sir, come on. Look how old you are. There's got to be something. You're right. A merchant marine.
I looked at the sock hop.
I remember. She started up her car. She got in.
Ramalama Ding Dong's playing.
Yeah, does anybody have anything, any crazy loss of virginity what? Story?
You don't have to.
Not to.
How did. About the...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah? Oh, the guy. All right.
Come on great. Up. Come up.
Come on up. Come on up.
Oh.
All right. Here he comes.
It's
yes.
Active.
Yeah. Say your name
now,
and
wait,
where
on.
You're from.
Do you know this other Kenny Loggins sitting in the front row?
That's Gabriel in the front row. He's a big fan.
Meet me halfway.
Go ahead.
All right, talk in the mic. Say who you are and where you're
sit
from.
Sit on Ari's lap. And
So.
Talk in the mic.
Hello. So, yeah, I was just, you know, getting ready to go do it. And then I heard...
How old? Who was she?
First of all, what's your name and where you're from?
You said
Eric Arson. I'm from Montreal.
Okay, Eric right. from Montreal.
All right, yeah.
Oh, you got an applause. Eric, that feels good.
I was 17, and it was with my girlfriend for about a year and a half. And my mom was super paranoid about us having sex, so she would like... she would always try and catch us.
Does the mom in the
very? She'd like try to like stunt my. She'd try to cock block me constantly. Is what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
and top. Then at one point I was.
She blocked your weird French baloney dick like that.
like he's trying to put it in, and she's going no.
You know, we're just trying to keep the penis out of the zone.
Continue, Eric.
Should have got a better laugh.
It was, yeah, that was about, yeah, right? You think?
Absolutely.
That's why I'm from Detroit, hockey town.
Okay. And as I was about to go in, like literally condom on, I'm ready to go in, I hear someone coming down the stairs. So I put the blankets on, turn off the light, and we act like she's under the blankets, so I'm just sleeping. She opens the light, and she's like, Eric? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm acting like I'm just waking up, like, what's going on? I got some gunk in my eye. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I was taking a nap. She's like, it's 3 p.m. I'm like, yeah, it's an energizing nap. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to wake. And then she's like, goes for the blankets, like a crazy person.
Oh.
Like, who goes for the blankets? Like, if I had caught myself, like, if I caught my kid, I'd say, oh, all right, I see what you're doing. I'll argue with you later. But right. She went for the blankets. Like, she wanted to catch me red-handed.
Yeah.
Girl pops out. She goes, oh. And then she just punches me on the arm. And then does this. And then just walks away.
Does that mean I'm going to watch you have sex?
I hope not. And just immediate shriveled. It was just gone.
And then what? You went back to it?
Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good story.
My first time, isn't it?
There you go. All right.
Give him a nice hand, Eric, right there.
Good job. Eric. So, thank you guys for doing this podcast. Thank you all for coming. Let's give your Twitter addresses or what you have to promote. Al, you have a special that's available right now?
Yeah. I've got Seth. I'm doing my show at 7:30 at the Underworld, so I'd love people to come to that. That's what I'd like to promote. So
yeah, you should all see that.
You guys came already. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, that's it.
At Al Madrigal on Twitter, Brody. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brody. I'm on Twitter. Brody is me friend, and also on Instagram. I have a show tonight at 10:30. It's sold out, so you can't be there. No, but thank you very much. You can find me all around. What else do you want me to say? I'll be on Chelsea Lately on the 30th. I'm doing Meltdown with Kumail and Jonah Ray. And I have an audition for Sullivan and Sons in 2 weeks.
Very nice.
And love that one.
Efron.
I'll be at Club Soda doing the relationship shows. I have a new book on Amazon. Check it out on at John Heffron. Here's Stevie B in your eyes. A Detroit Zone, Q95.5.
You love that DJ shit. What's the name of your book?
I Come to You from the Future. I can't turn this off.
Okay. Everybody pick that up. Kurt Metzger.
I got a nasty show tonight.
Yeah.
At, I don't remember. And then I got...
Do we start NASA show tonight? Did we start that?
We have one at 9:30. Then at 10:30, I have my show at Catacombs, and now Jim Norton's on the show, too.
With you?
Yeah, tonight.
He's opening for you?
Yeah, I don't know why he wanted to, but he did.
Cool.
So it's me and Jim Norton, and then, that's what I got. Oh, and then Inside Amy Schumer is coming back.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Kurt, you're nominated for an Emmy.
Yes.
Kurt Metzger, what do you plan on doing with your Emmy if you should win one?
I have a shelf, and it's got a fucking... huge bong and my Tommy Wiseau bobblehead. I put it right between that and Instagram.
That's the perfect amount of respect you should have for an Emmy.
Yeah, that's my nice shit corner, dude. Goddamn right.
And then I have a live podcast at 3 p.m. on the fifth floor of...
We're doing that right now.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
Now.
All right. Well, I got a storyteller show tonight, and this is not happening. Storyteller show, and I'm at the Bell House, August 21st in New York, in Brooklyn, doing an hour. Come to that. All right.
I had a great time. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ari.
Let's take a, selfie picture with your thing. Okay. Thanks for coming, everybody. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is over. What should we call this episode? Hey, what should we call this episode? Who has an idea? Any thoughts? Title?
Brody was raped.
What? Brody was raped? Yeah. That's a good one.
Brody rape was with raped. Scissors.
All about virginity. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. You're all dismissed. Thank you. And I say hi if you want to take a picture. I want to be the one to give you your loving. I want to be the one to kiss and hug you. I want to be the one to dream of a night when you be the one. That's the episode. What'd you guys think? Let me know what you thought. Contact at arishaffir.com. Yeah, it was kind of fun. Honestly, if you have any tweaks or anything, not like this guy was funny, this guy wasn't funny, but like formatting stuff, you know, let me know. I'm open to suggestion. Brody's hilarious, by the way. He totally got raped. I mean, that's rape. If that was a woman, you'd totally say rape. Yeah, thank you to Al and Heffron and Metzger and Brody for coming and doing it. Thank you for the Just for Laughs for having me do it. I might do more of these. I might do some in other parts of the country. Maybe LA or New York. I don't know. They could be fun. I don't know. They could be fun. All right. So that's the episode. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Just for Laughs, for having me there. Don't forget, the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. The Bell House, August 21st. Chicago, Illinois, at Zany's, August 27th. I think that's all the big dates I have. And also, don't forget about Shroomfest, coming soon to a theater near you. You guys, if you don't know about Shroomfest, it's there's no real place. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's a holiday. It's not a festival. It's a holiday. It's kind of like Christmas or like St. Patrick's Day. So August 9th, 10th, and 11th of this year, 2014, at the Shroom Fest. You should be already having supplies. And then I forgot, but Puff Mama from Clandestiny, from the Comedy Underground in Toronto, said she's going to be doing it with a bunch of friends in Toronto. And I forgot about this. It's the hashtag. You guys, any experience you have, hashtag Shroom Fest on Twitter. And honestly, I follow along with it. I would suggest the rest of you too. You know, after I come down off my trip, or if we ever went to like Joshua Tree on Sunday, on the way up, we'd fucking look at the hashtags and see who's shrooming. It's a fun way to make a community out of it. All right, so that's it. Grinders are in at my store, arishaffir.com/merch, maybe, or store. Just go to arishaffir.com. You can get my tour dates there too. And that's it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 177, hand-raped at Scissor Point, with Brody Stevens, Al Madrigal, John Heffron, and Kurt Metzger, live from the Montreal Comedy Festival in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Over and out.